Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, finally?
Finally, we're all both great. If you guys didn't know, this week our whole family caught a very nasty virus.
Stomach virus.
So we were all throwing. My mom didn't throw up. She somehow kept it in.
Well, there were a few of us that got the stomach cramps and the...
It was like one virus going around and everyone got it differently.
But it was, yeah. Our bodies all reacted a little bit differently.
Yeah, like I was throwing up and was weak and like kind of sore. But Colleen was throwing up, had a fever and was sore and achy and shivering.
Yeah.
And it was like...
All that except the throw up.
Yeah. And then like my dad had everything but the throw up, and then Corey had the throw up. And everyone got sick.
I think
Christopher, Jake, and Jessica were the only people that...
But they had the stomach cramps.
They had cramps, that's right. How was Trent? Because Trent was at the party.
Trent did not get anything.
Because he didn't interact with the kids at the party.
No.
Neither did Andrew.
No.
And that's what... How did Stephanie not get it?
Okay.
We're just going through everyone in our family at
but
this point.
But then Matt got it, but that's because he was around you.
Yeah, Matt got it. Matt didn't come to the party, but he... We're going to have to get a new system, Mom.
I think so. Oh. We keep getting staticky.
That was a big static. You guys didn't hear it because I cut it out already. Anyway, I threw up on Tuesday. Matt threw up on Sunday. He wasn't around the kids, but he still got it because we found out that the flu virus can live in your house for 7 days.
Yes.
A cold, you're only contagious like the day before you get the symptoms and the day you get your symptoms, basically. And then it's like kind of done. These mics are going to give us issues, Mom. All right, guys. I think this week I'm going to have to buy a new system because it's not the cords. It's not the mics.
No.
It seems to be the system thingy-mabob itself.
Soundboard?
The soundboard. You always know what it is, and I never do. okay, let's move on. Okay, this week, the big exciting news in our family, though, despite the fact that everyone got the flu, that was not the news of the family this week. The news of the family this week is that my sister-in-law, Jessica, is pregnant.
Woohoo! Oops.
Oh, I was like, it spiked again. No, it was just because I screamed. my sister-in-law, married to my brother, Christopher, is pregnant, and this will be their fifth child. We're very happy for her, obviously. Another baby Ballinger.
Yeah.
We know the gender. We can't say the gender.
Nope.
We're not talking about how we found out because they're releasing that video.
Yes.
But you will
it's
know everything.
It's their story to tell.
Yes. It's not my story.
It's their story.
It's theirs. I'm not going to tell it.
No.
So no guesses. Everyone was like, guess what the gender's going to be. I would guess right. But then I also couldn't tell you the guess. So... Anyway, that's going. If you want to follow their family, it's Ballinger Family on YouTube. They've got four pretty freaking cute mom. Don't you hit those mics.
I'm sorry.
Nothing happened, but I'm just telling you.
Mm.
Anyway, they got some cute kids already if you want to check them out. But that's it.
They're very exciting news.
I feel like I can't even tell you when I found out.
We can't say anything.
I can't say anything. So like the secret's out, but it's also not. Oh my God, it's this all over again. This happened when Colleen was pregnant with Flynn. Like I couldn't
four
say anything.
Four-part secret.
It's so many secrets.
It's like you're afraid to even talk.
I really though. I hate live streaming during this time. Like I'll never live stream because I'm
right.
Just, it's all I think blow about. It. It's yeah. all, with this, yeah. at least we could catch each other and then I can edit it.
Yes.
But like, it's all I think about when I'm live streaming. I'm like, I can't say anything. I can't say right? anything. I can't right? say anything. It's the right? only thing on my mind. We can't tell you the baby is due on Halloween.
Yes.
And she's pretty much gives birth right around
pretty
her
close.
Due date.
Pretty darn
Has
close.
Has it been ever on the exact due date?
No.
No. Are doctors ever right about that? Is any kid it's born on their actual
date? Yes, it's happened.
I feel like it's more rare.
Probably.
All right, let's do an update on the Taylor Swift countdown.
Gee, what happened? Were we right?
Yes, it was music.
Yes.
She released a music video called Me, and it was cute. The song was cute and catchy. It's not
my... That was my... I'm sorry.
Hit the mic.
I was trying to get my glasses off my face.
I thought it was a cute thing. It's not a song I'd plan repeat. It's not like my anthem, but it's definitely not a song I'd switch mm-hmm. when I'm listening, when it like comes on the radio. I think Taylor Swift is a fine artist. I have nothing against her. She's not my queen, but she's not my peasant. So if you love her, go for it. If you love that song, I'm so happy for you. It was a good song, and it broke a bunch of records. Good for her.
And apparently her album...
Her album
title
is
the name of her album is hidden in that song somewhere.
Is it spelling is fun? Because that part I was like, nah, that was funny. There's a part where she just goes, spelling is fun. And then they say there's no I in team, but there is me. And I was like, why did I love that so much? That didn't make sense. Anyway, love her. Love the song. Good for her. That's all. All right. I'm dreading kind of talking about this because, like, I don't like talking about drums, but this was the drums that happened this week on the Insta.
Drum. I thought you said drums. I'm like, drums?
No, what? The drums, Mom.
Oh, let's talk about drums.
The drama.
Oh, drama.
All right. So, James Charles is going on tour.
Oh, I did not know this.
You didn't know?
No.
What?
I must have been sick in bed.
Oh, you know what? I think
I
you
don't
were.
Even think I
actually think you were sick in bed that day.
I didn't look on the internet web things for 2 days.
All right. So James Charles announced that he is going on his sister tour. I think it's called Sister Tour. I don't know.
Flynn has a sister's t-shirt.
He does. Yes, and he does. Wears Onesie. It well. So anyway, James Charles has announced his tour.
Okay.
Everyone was very excited about it. And then people saw the ticket prices and got very angry. Oh. His lowest ticket price, general admission, was mm-hmm. $60. Mm. Then he has different tiers. And the highest tier was $500. Okay. It is a lot of money. It is a lot of money. I will say that. It's a lot of money. So each package, I think there's 4 different packages. And each one you get something. The higher price you pay, the more you get. Is basically the essence of it. You get gift bags and meet and greet, hangout, photo. You know, mm-hmm. the more you pay, the more you get.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing. So everyone was livid at how expensive it was. I don't think he was expecting that big a backlash.
Oh.
And he got a big backlash. Obviously, people were still excited. People were sticking up for him. Mm-hmm. People are still buying the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, he didn't expect it. He goes, okay, I'll talk to my team and see what we can do about like making it more affordable. But then he did tweet out that he can't change the prices because there's contracts involved already.
Mm.
And me being a little spy investigator, I went to the person who tours most often and I said, Colleen, I said, would you be able to change ticket prices after you announced the ticket prices? And she said, I would not be able to because there are contracts. So that is real, guys.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to go to the highest source I have in this, who's the most knowledgeable. And it is true because you do set the price with a venue. You say,
right.
like, okay, you would make this much if you hosted me, if we sold out, and this is the much, blah, blah, blah. It's basically, it's a deal he made with the venues. So that's already set. He can't change that. But what he did do was add meet and greet to one of the tiers.
Okay.
So meet and greet, the lowest one, I think, is $90 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it is still, it's money. It's a lot of money. But I personally would never price myself that high. But if people are willing to pay and if the tickets get sold, then he priced accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can be mad at it, but...
Well, how much are, like, Britney Spears tickets or... Beyonce.
That was a lot. Yeah. I think Ariana's are $600 and you get to watch her sound check and do a meet and greet. So he priced himself high. He gave himself a very high price tag. But if they sell,
mm-hmm.
then he priced correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sucks because people who don't have money or don't have parents who will spend that amount of money on them, you're not going to be able to do the things. But like, that's kind of how it is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have priced it that high, but he's
How much were your tickets, Rachel, for your little comedy show you did?
No idea. I think they were like $22, and so. It was a show and meet and greet. But honey, my show was trash.
But you are Rachel Ballinger.
But so basically, my show was basically, let me attempt to entertain you before the meet and greet. That's what my show was. Sorry, the mics went off again. I had an open meet and greet after my shows, but I think my tickets were $22. I know that Colleen's tours are, I don't even know. Is it $30 general admission and then $75 for meet and greet, I think, is Colleen's?
I have no idea.
But listen, it's a performer can decide what the ticket, what they think that they are worth. And if people pay it, then they were correct. That is what they are worth. You might not like, I don't like that certain things are certain amounts of money, but if people buy it, then that's what it is.
Yeah. I like it when McDonald's has dollar iced teas instead of full price.
There you go. See, so. Like, you can be like, that's a stupid amount of money. If they put your iced teas at $5, you'd be like, that's a stupid amount of money. But if you paid it, then they were correct.
If you're thirsty enough, you'll pay. Pay.
If you're thirsty enough to get a picture with James Charles, you'll find a way to pay for it.
If that's your happy.
Yeah. I personally like to price things lower because I do know that my audience is more kids based, and I remember being poor kid.
Yes.
And
we couldn't do anything.
And I
things.
Like to give opportunities to, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he just, that's not what his game plan is. So that's not his game plan. So I'm not going to.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
Okay.
There it is. That's the drama.
Okay.
That everyone was really upset about. But guess what? People are buying his tickets.
That's right.
So he knew his worth. And you might not like that that's what his worth was, but that's what his worth was. So yeah, that was all.
Hmm.
I did see, though,
mm-hmm.
that apparently he was blocking fans who were complaining about the ticket prices. I will say I don't think that was the smartest move to block fans for complaining, but I will say I don't know who he blocked and what they said to get blocked.
Yeah.
But sometimes people say some mean things out of anger.
Yes.
So, you know, if someone was calling me really bad names, I'd block them.
Block, delete.
Well, you can't delete their tweet.
Block.
Oh. Block at the end.
Block.
So, I don't really know what happened there, but I will say sometimes when people are angry, they say really mean things that are kind of out of line. James Charles ticket prices weren't really like attacking anybody.
No.
So, like, they weren't like hurting anybody.
No, nobody needed to say anything mean.
No.
You can express your opinion like, oh, those seem a little pricey to me.
Yeah. Or, these are a little high.
A lot of my
could
reach.
You somehow make it so us poor people could meet Justelle?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they did get a lower meet and greet price out of it.
Good.
But there are nice ways to go about things. Yeah. But if he was just blocking people who were like, that's too expensive, that's not cool. All right. So I saw a thing on Amazon, not on Amazon, on Twitter that said, your Amazon orders will soon be able to be returned at Kohl's.
I saw that too.
I've been doing that for a while. I thought this was just a thing that was already happening. So what it is... You get your thing, you're like, oh, this is wrong, Amazon. They say, okay, you can either mail it back to us or you can just drop it off at your local Kohl's. And so you literally just go into Kohl's and there's an Amazon place and you go, here it is. And they go, thanks. And that's it.
Oh, wow.
It's way easier because you don't have to go to the post office. And I don't know.
Yeah.
But I thought this was already set up everywhere.
I don't know.
But apparently it's not. And they're just now buying like 1,000 Kohl's. So I thought this was for everyone, but apparently it's new. So hopefully people get to enjoy their Amazon returns more. But I heard that sometimes if you return too much to Amazon, they put you on like a blacklist and stop like accepting your things. This is a rumor I've heard.
Wow.
But apparently that's like a thing that can happen.
Yike.
All right.
Well, be careful what you order.
Well, no, I know,
you
but sometimes
order the right
like,
thing.
I've gotten the wrong thing sent to me, or I ordered the wrong, like the wrong size, or it's not what really like said it was. Because
if it's not what you ordered, that's one thing. But if you get it, and you go, I changed my mind.
You know, like sometimes you can order clothes and they don't fit. Like
that's true.
You can order a bunch of stuff and like it just doesn't work out sometimes.
True.
So that's all. I feel like more people are going to be returning to Amazon, but I think it could ruin them in the end. All right. So a video went viral on Twitter. I'm assuming you haven't seen it. It's of a person drawing a really simple hand.
Oh, it looks like a little nine.
Yeah, they drew a hand. And everyone was like, wait, it's that simple to draw a hand? And everyone was like, oh my God, I'm such an idiot. It's that simple. It's that simple. And then people tried to draw the hand and failed miserably. I don't think you can learn to draw. I think drawing is just kind of like something you're born figuring out.
I can. Well, no, not but even then, just figuring out. You're born with the ability to draw.
Yeah. And then you can take classes and practice to perfect that. But I don't think that you can. Like, I don't think you and I could ever learn to draw.
I can't see something and put it on a paper.
No. Like, my dad, that. My sister, both my brothers, my boyfriend, they could all draw.
Yeah. And you and I stick figures. No. And even that's questionable.
Like, I just don't get it. Like, my brain can't, my hand and my brain, I'm like, I know what that thing looks like. Why can't my hand make that?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. So I don't get it.
Did you try?
No, I didn't try it because I knew I'd fail. Oh. But then also someone pointed out, where's the thumb?
Oh.
There was no thumb. And it looks like maybe it could be the person's left hand. I'm doing the motion right now. And their thumb is like hidden in the back. But it's this most unnatural hand position you could never actually do. And so everyone was like, this is the stupidest thing in the world. They it faked it. It made us all believe that we could simply draw a hand and everything would be fine. But it lied. All right, that's all. I'm going to move on to the next thing. Another thing that went around Twitter was the five jobs I've had.
Oh, I saw that.
Mom, name five jobs you've had in no particular order.
I was a waitress. I ran a daycare. I was an executive secretary. I was assistant to a principal at a school.
Okay.
And what's a fifth one?
You did filing for dad's company. That
I did a mail order or a mail. Oh, yeah, I did. No, data input stuff.
Yeah, data input. Boring. You've had office jobs.
Office jobs.
I put hostess. Sales / stock room at a magic company. Mm-hmm. I also made magic tricks there, but I didn't know how to explain that in a tweet.
Right.
A tutor for ASL.
Mm-hmm.
What was my other ones? I've done so much. I forgot. What was it? Okay, wait. I have to do that. Hostess, magic geek, tutor, and there was one other one. What did I do? I forgot all my jobs already. I forgot.
I don't know.
I don't remember anything.
In college? What about in college?
I was a tutor in college.
I know. Was there another one?
I don't know. I forgot. But my last one was personal assistant, because I was Colleen's assistant. Yeah. I got so much sass for that one.
Wow.
People were like, personal assistant? Miranda doesn't count. Okay.
Hey.
Hey, first.
That's a business.
Miranda isn't a real human being.
Right.
So that's correct. That's Miranda doesn't count.
That's not who they was the assistant for.
I was a personal assistant to my sister. Now, some of you might think that's BS or not a real job. Oh, honey.
Oh, my gosh.
Being a personal assistant to someone
to anyone
is a job. Because being a personal assistant, you are living two lives. Your life and another person's life, but only the terrible parts of that other person's life. That's what being a personal assistant is. I was talking to a personal assistant a few months ago, and she was like, that's literally it. She was like, she's personal assistant for some comedian. I forgot his name, but she was like, that's actually it. And it burns you out. Like, you can't be someone's personal assistant for a long period of time. Like, if you look at famous people, they go through them pretty quick.
Well, you're putting out fires. You're dealing with all these things.
Yeah, because you're constantly stressed. Yeah. You're dealing with the bad parts of the other person's life.
Not that the person's bad. It's just No.
It's like they have their personal assistant run their errands and deal with all the things that people don't want to do.
Right.
Like, if you have to go, like, going to the post office, it's just... Sorry, that was my least favorite thing in the world. It is most simple task in the entire world and is what I hated the most, because Colleen used to send out so much stuff. She still does, but Corey doesn't now.
Yeah.
That was the thing I hated the most. Hmm. The absolute most was going to the post office. But it's just like little things.
Yeah.
Constantly. Or big things, depending on who you're working for. But I was a personal assistant for several years. And it was a real job. I'm not talking about Miranda.
Yeah.
So, also, I have to say another thing real quick. I should have said this when I was talking about Jessica, but just because someone else in my life is pregnant doesn't mean that I, a woman with a working uterus, would also like to be pregnant. I got 1,000 tweets okay, Jessica's pregnant. When are you going to be Rachel?
Oh,
just because I'm a woman with a working uterus does not mean I want to pump out a baby. And it's none of your freaking business.
Turn it around and say, what about you?
I'm coughing. I just don't get why that's like someone you know is pregnant. Okay, oh, when are next. You going to do?
You're
when
next.
Are you going to do it?
You're next.
What does my uterus have to do with Jessica's uterus? Our uteruses are nothing alike.
Turn your volume down.
Sorry. I just hate it so much because it's like, I think it's a really inappropriate question. And I had a friend who miscarried at like 8 months. She had a stillbirth and 8 months, which is a terrible moment for her in life. And still, she's still dealing with it. It was like a year ago. But she was like,
the rest of your life.
You deal with the rest of your life. It's such a thing. She goes, we need to stop asking that question. One, because it's just annoying. When it's someone's time, it's their time, and it has nothing to do with you. It's none of your freaking business. But also, she's like, I've started to go, like, because she had her stillbirth, and then she got pregnant, I think, like 3-4 months later. Mm-hmm. And then she just had a beautiful baby girl. But she was like, in that few pregnancy moments in months in between, random strangers she didn't even know be like, so when are you gonna get pregnant? She goes, I just gave birth to a dead baby, and just shut them up. Because she was like, and she's like, even before that, when I was, she had problems getting pregnant, so she was trying for years.
Hey, it's one of those things that you just keep your mouth shut, people.
Yeah,
because you don't know what that person's
going
through.
Yeah, that's what she was like. She was like,
or
people are like, would tell her like, well, hurry up and have a baby, and she's like, you think I'm not trying? And she's like, you have, and she just went off on it. She's a very strong woman who will go off on anyone. But it's like that you don't know. Like,
yeah, but what if you aren't a strong person like that, and it just makes you go into depression because you think, well, what's wrong with me? Everyone thinks I should be. Or it's just, be careful what you say to people. And that's such a personal issue.
Also,
and it's a lifelong commitment. Don't pressure anybody or ask, when
also,
are you gonna
just
have
because they're a woman doesn't mean they want to
have
a baby.
That's right.
Doesn't mean that they're trying anytime. Like, it just, I hate it so much. And I think it's something we need to stop asking people.
Yeah.
Like, it's so,
I agree.
It's rude on all aspects. You could be insulting the person. You could just be annoying the person. It's just, I know people, when they ask me, it's because, it's because they're selfish. I'm sorry. I just realized it's selfish because they want me to have a baby.
Yeah.
But they're not thinking about me, because I've very openly been like, I don't want one right now.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I will want one.
Yep.
But right now I don't want one. So why do you keep asking?
Now you can ask me and I'll be like, I would if I could.
Yeah. There you go. So that's just the thing that I'm squashing it, guys. I'm squashing it. All right, so let's put a little good news out there.
Okay, what is it, Rachel?
Now that I've had a little rant.
A few of them.
A little, you know, whatever.
You know, but I have to commend you, because you've stayed cool through this whole thing, and she has readjusted the mics and the cords.
You guys don't even know how many times
we've
had to stop 25
times,
this.
And I'm like, how is she so cool, calm, and collected through all this?
Because getting frustrated won't do anything, because it's an inanimate object. Getting frustrated about something that human beings are doing is one thing, because me getting frustrated might make you guys realize that what you're doing is inappropriate.
Yeah.
Me getting frustrated at a microphone is not going to make the microphone realize that they need to work.
Right.
So, you guys don't even know how many times we've stopped this podcast.
You're a pretty chill lady, Rachel.
I think we fixed it. I think it was the mic that my mom was using.
So let's put that mic in a bag and put don't use on it.
Yeah. Unless the mics go weird again. But I think I figured it out. All right. Let's
blow it out, blow it out.
You know how like when someone's angry, you go, okay, take a deep breath, because it really does work.
Yeah.
You can't do that to my mom. She gets more stressed.
Don't tell me to breathe.
it makes her so angry.
It does. It
but
really
I know, because science, if you just took a deep breath.
A few deep breaths.
It takes a few deep breaths. If you took a few deep breaths, you'd feel better.
Yeah.
But you just, it makes you work.
I think it embarrasses me, like, oh, I'm that spastic, or I'm that upset that if I'm trying to hide it. And you go, Mom, take a breath. You're really stressed. It's
Mom, you don't hide it well.
No, I know.
You think you hide your emotions well. You are the worst at hiding. I always know when something's going on with
you.
You
just know me well.
That's true. I think we're all pretty bad at hiding our emotions. We're all pretty bad liars.
Yeah.
So Yeah, we're really bad. Like Jessica said that in her pregnancy announcement video. She's like, if someone straight up asks me a question, I can't lie.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're all kind of like that. We all avoid the situation. Yes. Because if we're confronted with the situation, we can't lie. All right. I've been trying to say this good news for a while.
Let's hear it.
A Swiss billionaire donated $1 billion to save the earth.
Wow.
Someone finally did it. A billionaire stepped forward and donated $1 billion. I just round of applause for him.
So he's not a billionaire anymore?
Well, he might have had $2 billion.
Oh.
He donated $1 billion.
And donated it to what?
Foundations and organizations that Fantastic. Are saving the world. I saw someone being like, Fantastic. Well, if he has more money, he can donate more.
Oh my gosh.
And everyone was like, you're the biggest idiot wow. on the planet. Someone just donated $1 billion and you're mad at them? I was wow. like, that's just a flashback of like when Miley Cyrus donated like $500,000 yes, to Malibu.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, she could have, that's pocket change to her. I'm like, guys.
Oh my gosh.
Someone worked their life or somehow, whatever. That's their money. They don't have to do anything with it.
Right.
They, you know, morally, they probably should do something a little bit, but he didn't have to donate $1 billion. Yeah, dollars. So
a lot of money.
Anyway, he did that. I thought it was amazing. Good for him. Yeah. And everyone else to that tweet that was like, he could donate more. They're like, do you have any money left? How much money do you have? Yeah. You could donate it. It was like, yep. She wanted him to donate until he was broke. It was like, wow. That's not how that works. Sorry. When I get angry, my yeah. throat dries mm-hmm. up.
Yeah.
Other good news is Jenna and Julian, YouTubers, rescued a greyhound dog, and it's adorable. They've mm-hmm. named it Bunny, mm-hmm. which I think is a very cute name. Jenna's video of, like, she kind of documented the rescue process. It's been, like, a week or two for them. They got it right before Easter. And I thought it was very eye-opening because I want to, in the future, rescue another dog.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't thought that far ahead of, like, how to bring it into the home. And it was right. so interesting how much work goes into bring, because they have three small dogs, so they had to bring in a big dog. And it was just so, like, it was great to see how serious they took the situation mm-hmm. and how calm and patient they were, because mm-hmm. that's what you need. So, because sometimes people think that getting a dog, oh, it's all going to be like peaches and cream, but like, that's not it at all. I really enjoyed the video. I think it's great that they did that, and mm-hmm. I hope them well, and I hope the transition from three small dogs to three small dogs and a big dog goes really, really well for them. Last bit of good news for the day. We have a sponsor! ModCloth. That was a good song today, Mom. ModCloth is a clothing store online, and right now they're busting out their spring selection, guys. Cause it's springtime up in his business. They've got swimsuits of all sizes, and I mean all sizes. They go XXS to 4X. They got them. Mm-hmm. They want everyone to be up in that ocean, in that pool, in that
enjoying
tanning
life.
With the appropriate amount of sunscreen this summer, guys, this spring. They also have dresses for all those sunny weddings. And I'm not talking just like you're showing up to a wedding. They have wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and then, of course, the attending the wedding, I gotta mm-hmm. look cute dress. And they are about fitting every body type because they want women of all sizes to celebrate fashion, which I am for. They have sizes 00 all the way up to 28. So just do it at.
Yeah.
Get it. No matter what, you don't have an excuse. You have to look cute now because this exists. And if you have any questions about sizing, their team mod stylists can hook you up with a complimentary sizing and styling help, which is really nice. I personally used their size chart when I went on the website, and I got myself a cute little summer dress and some strappy sandals and a tank top.
Nice.
No, I didn't get you anything, Mom.
You did not. I'm listening and going, where's mine?
Sorry, but I got myself a tank top because it's like, oh, that's what I live in. But the dress
I'm
is super cute.
For you.
I got it, and the size chart was super easy to figure out, and everything I got fit great and was super comfy. Usually the size charts, I'm like, okay, my waist is this size, but my hips are this size, but my chest is this size, so I'm a large, medium, small.
Right.
I feel like that's every time.
Right.
I'm like, is this just me? Do I have a weird body shape? But I don't think I do.
No.
But their size chart was pretty easy to figure out. So if you guys act now, you can get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more. Just go to modcloth.com/allthingsinternet. The offer can only be used once, and it expires July 6th of 2019. So hurry up and get to shopping. It's modcloth, modcloth.com/allthingsinternet. The name of the show. Get your 15% off.
Do it.
They have really cute dresses. I was quite shocked. I went through and was like trying to figure. I was like, I just want like one little thing of each.
Mm-hmm.
To just, I wanted an array. I didn't want to do just tank tops, even though that's what I live in.
Right.
And I was very happy about all their different options. And then everything was really cute.
Fantastic.
You should check it out, Mom.
Thanks, Rachel. Maybe I'll use that 15%.
There you go. So Instagram seems to be changing for people. I think we talked about it before, how they were going to change the way the profile looks.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally started seeing it for some people. But the majority of the people, it's not changed yet. But for some people, it's literally just the profile pictures on the other side. That's okay. Literally it. That's the only difference.
Ah.
And I'm like, I don't get the point of this update.
Just mixing things up a little.
Yeah, it's literally all it is. It just wants people to go, what?
Yeah.
And then maybe, oh, we're talking about it. That's it. They did it. We're talking about it.
Winning.
They figured it out.
Yeah.
So, I also saw, though, that they have a multiple choice thing on Insta Story now. You know how, like, you could take polls, you could ask questions, and now there's, like, a multiple choice thing?
I wish I knew, but yes. Okay.
I have done it on my Insta Story, mm-hmm. and that means you haven't been looking at my Insta Story.
Yeah, you did something for glasses, and I clicked the one I like.
No, that was a different thing.
Oh.
I said, what show do you think I'm watching right now? And I had four options.
I did that one.
Okay, so you
I was wrong,
seen,
though.
What did you think I was watching?
I can't remember. Tell me the three options.
It was four options. I said The Office, Friends, Workaholics, and I forgot the last one.
I don't know which one I chose, but I chose poorly.
I was watching Workaholics.
Yeah, I didn't think you were.
Yeah.
I chose The Office or something. I don't know.
I did just binge watch that.
Ah.
So that's something new on Instagram that I like. But other than that, I felt like I was going to use it more than I have been. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this mm-hmm. is cool. And then Teeny, my friend Teeny, texted me and she's like, you'll never use that. You're lying. And I was like, no, I'm going to use it all the time. And then I haven't used it since.
I haven't even done an Insta story. I think I did one. You did it for me.
What? When did I do an Insta story for you?
I think you did one for me once.
Oh, like you've never done an Insta story.
I think I have once. I think you did it for me.
I love you so much.
I don't know. It's also confusing.
All right. We have one last topic to talk about today. And it is, everyone begged me to talk about this, but it doesn't have to do with the internet, but it kind of does at the same time.
Everything does.
The Endgame.
Oh, yes, the movie.
The Avengers, the Fallen, you know. Don't. That's what we're talking about here is that the internet is so scared of spoilers. And that is the problem with the internet today is that no movie, no show is safe.
No, it is like, not. You've got to stay off of it if you don't want to know the
end. Yeah, because you can't really get mad at people because the people that are like, this is the end. And they're just like kind of pumped about
it. Well, I didn't tell you.
I know. But you're that person. But
No.
But those kind of people suck. But it's the people who are like, they're all a huge group of friends just saw it. And then they're like tweeting each other about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're like, oh, I saw this part upset me. And it's like, oh, you spoiled it for me. But it's like that. Those people were just having a conversation on Twitter. It's mm-hmm. not like they were tweeting it to spoil it for people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like,
well, maybe everyone's like,
no spoilers. No spoilers. But then it's like, you're not allowed to talk about something on the internet for how long? How long is it? Are you allowed to?
Right, because when's the last person get to see the movie?
Right, is it like a week? You can't talk about it for a week. Is that?
It's the same thing with Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but
you just try not to look or. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
If like, you see something, you just go and you go past it really fast.
Yeah, but I've just kind of come to the realization everything is probably gonna get spoiled for me.
Right.
So like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
But I've heard great things about the movie. I haven't mm-hmm. seen it. I'll see it when it comes out on iTunes.
I only know the ending because Trent and Dad saw it and I asked.
I just don't even know what ending. I forgot what the last movie was about. So like maybe I'll go watch that and then I'll be like, oh, I get what I'm supposed to be looking forward to. Yeah. I do watch all those Avengers movies. I personally love that stuff.
In my home where
But
I don't go to the movies.
I don't either.
You don't go there.
I wait till everything's
on
Netflix.
You don't go there, Rachel.
I don't go there, Mom.
Words are hard.
Words are hard, but saving the earth is not. That's my new
thing.
No,
it is not hard. Because if you check out Rachel... Did it go up yet?
No, it goes up tomorrow.
Am I spoiler alert?
Oh. You're spoiling it, Mom. We did a video that's coming out tomorrow together on my main channel. Watch it.
Tomorrow for them or tomorrow for us?
Tomorrow for them, because we post this on Monday and I post my video on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Man, math is also hard, but math saving the earth is not. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Putting your dirty clothes in the hamper is not hard. Oh, wait, that didn't work.
Why am I getting yelled at? I put my dirty clothes in my own hamper, Mom. I bought a bamboo hamper and it looks real nice.
My brain went somewhere else. It's okay. As a mom, how could you use that for a kid? But no, I just blew it.
Math is hard, but putting your clothes in the hamper aren't. Is that what you're trying to do?
Probably. Something. And it saves the earth.
No, it doesn't. Putting your clothes in the hamper is not saving the earth.
It does too, because then it makes your mom mad, and then your mom's putting all this negative?
Oh,
God. I should not be.
You're about to say
today.
Negative energy in the air. You made fun of me the other day because I walked in this house and I said, oh, the air is so negative in
because
here.
Because I thought you were directing
and
it at me.
You got all defensive.
You were directing it.
I was directing it at everyone in the household. Everyone had a negative vibe in this house, and it's because everyone was sick.
That's what it was. We were not feeling
well. And Flynn
was
taking a nap, and the second Flynn woke up and came downstairs, everyone lit up. And happy. I was like, the energy's good. He balanced it. But you were making fun of me because I said the energy was wrong. There is a thing. I used to think in high school when people said that, I was like, that's stupid. But now as an adult, and I don't know if it's not actual energy, but like the vibe.
It's the vibe.
The vibe is wrong. But it's now I've learned to, you assess a room when you walk into it. I've had to do this because sometimes my sarcasm is not taken correctly when I say it when the vibe is off. So I have to check the vibes before I'm sarcastic. You learn to check it. All right.
Mom. You know what today is, Rachel?
Whoa, you have today's. What's today? What are we celebrating? So I'm going to take a sip of my coffee.
I'm going to tell you two things today is. Today is National Shrimp Scampi Day.
I love shrimp scampi.
Okay. And International Dance Day. So everyone just dance.
Just dance.
Just dance.
Gonna be okay.
Yeah. Beep, bop, boop.
Can a podcast get copyrighted?
Yeah.
You don't know.
I'm saying anything could be copyrighted.
But I don't think anyone controls that.
We're copyrighted.
We're not copyrighted. What? My voice? Is it copyrighted?
International Dance Day. So,
do you know Colleen's face is copyrighted?
Is it?
Miranda's face is copyrighted.
Wow. Wow.
Why are you looking at me that? Was I not supposed
to
say
know.
That?
No, because I was still on dancing.
Oh.
I was dancing in the
dance
aisles the other day.
If you think you can't dance, you're wrong. Just move your body.
Just
you're dancing.
Move. You're dancing.
You're freaking dancing.
Yeah.
There's obviously like professional dancers.
Dancing with
but
the stars.
Like, dance, man.
Just dance.
Just dance.
Wiggle.
It feels good. Wiggle.
Jiggle.
Wiggle.
Wiggle and jiggle.
Wiggle, jiggle.
You will smile. I do it in the aisles at stores. I don't care who's looking at me.
Oh, I
if a song comes on, the what are those things called? Intercoms?
You
speakers?
Just, shake your booty.
Man, it's fun.
It is a lot of fun. So,
and I look like a dork and I don't care.
Same. And I don't care. All right. We're going to do tongue twisters today as our game. Mm-hmm. I took a sip of coffee and then I yawned. That seemed wrong. I didn't print them out, Mom, so you're going to have a hard time. You can look at my phone, though.
I got to get my glasses. Oh, they're on my head. Okay,
oh, my
go
God.
Ahead. Always looking for the glasses, and they're always on my head.
This one, I don't know if it's that hard to say.
Okay, go for it. Ready?
How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook cookies? A good cook could cook as much cookies as a good cook would cook who cooks cookies.
I could cook a lot of cookies.
I want you to try and read it.
Dang, I'd rather cook the cookies.
It was just long.
How many cookies could a good cook cook? If a good cook could cook cookies, a good cook could cook as many cookies as a good cook who could cook cookies.
Yeah, see, that one's easy.
It's because I love cooking cookies.
It's just a bunch of cookies.
I love cooking cookies.
Okay.
What's your favorite kind of cookie, Rachel?
I'm going to get so much hate for this.
Don't be say.
No, it has nothing to do with vegan. Vegan's off. I'm going to get a lot of hate for this.
No, you're not.
No, I promise
you. Everyone's entitled to their own cookie.
I know, but people are stupid.
If you
I'm sorry.
Say you don't like cookies, then
no,
you're going to get
no,
flack
I'm not
right
saying
here.
About. I'm not saying that. People don't understand. It's if people get so mad about this, just as mad as they get about pineapple on a pizza. I don't get, Colleen and I have talked about this. We don't get why sometimes people are okay with people hating food and sometimes people are really mad about it or loving it, you know, vice versa. But this is one of those things. I love oatmeal raisin.
I do too.
And people get so
mad at it. Just your sister gets mad. No, just your sister. Everyone. Because she says, she thinks it's oatmeal chocolate chip. So, and then she gets mad because she bites into a raisin and it's not chocolate
chip. Everyone gets so mad about it.
No, oatmeal raisin are the best. Do you like nuts in them? Walnuts in them?
Yes.
Yeah, my... Really?
Yeah.
You can be my oatmeal friend. Raisins. Yes.
You've made them a couple times and yes. I love them.
Oh, I love them. Okay, go ahead.
But next. That and pineapple on pizza, like raisins and cookies and pineapple on pizza are two things that the internet will just ream you for.
Well, I just had pineapple on a pizza today, so.
I know. I love pineapple on a pizza. I brush my 3,000 teeth 3 times a day.
I brush my 3,000 teeth 3,000 times a day.
Just 3 times a day, not 3,000. That's a lot of times a day.
I'd have pretty darn clean teeth.
You have to say it fast, though. I brush my 3,000 teeth 3,000. Dang it. I brush my 3,000 teeth 3 times a day.
I brush my 3,000
teeth. No, you have to say it fast. You can't
I brush my 3,000 teeth 3 times a day.
I did it. You're announcing things. You're like, well, next up to the plate is Better Bellinger. You can't. You have to talk about it fast. It's the whole thing.
Hey, I've done pretty good so far.
Surely we shall see the sun shine soon.
Oh, crud, it's an S1. Okay, I have to read it.
Okay, it's the third one down.
Surely we shall see the sun shine soon.
Surely we shall see the sun shine soon. Don't say it with me.
I was trying to help.
Okay, this one's just annoying because it's hard to read. I can a can, but you cannot can as a can as I can a can. See, that doesn't even make sense.
They have to make sense.
That's my thing. Thank you. We can just say flish, flash, floop, flish, flash, who cares? There's no need to light a night light on a light night like tonight.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. There's no need to light a night light on a light night like tonight.
That's a good one.
Say it.
Well, can I read it? You get to read it.
Second from the bottom.
How am I supposed to remember all that?
I don't know.
There's no need to light a night light on a light night like this tonight.
Oh my God, the stress. These are the ones I need to be filming. I stopped filming the games because no one seemed interested in them. But that one was funny.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Let's move on to questions. We only have 3 questions today.
Let's give us those questions.
Olivia said, did your boys take care of you while you were sick?
Mine what boys? Did.
My boys.
Your Oh, boys. Your boys. Okay. Whose boys?
Yeah, Blaze stayed by my side the entire time. He was cuddled me and he was calm and he didn't beg for walks, and usually that he's the exact opposite. But he can just sense, like today Matt threw up and he finally caught it. I don't know if we cut that part because that's when we were talking about that my mics gave out. But Matt caught it today and Blaze cuddled him.
Yeah.
And like he just, but yeah, but Matt was like, what do you need? And he made me toast. He wouldn't let me touch anything, not out of kindness, but out of he didn't want to get sick. So right. He was like, you can't touch anything. So he was doing everything for me.
And this thing you touch, you don't even realize you're touching. Turning on a light switch, opening the refrigerator door or opening the trash can thing.
Yeah, things there's you so touch, many things. It's
just, and you can't wipe it off. So unless you have industrial strength. And here, Corey went out and got everything because he was the last one to get sick. And Eric actually went out and got chicken soup, and he got stuff too. And so our boys took care of us too.
That's nice. All the boys.
All the boys did nice things.
Callie asked, what's on your tray today? There, nothing.
My phone.
Your phone.
Only because I had to look up something.
Yeah, I feel like my mom's tray has gotten less and less every time.
Well, the tray, and to be fair. Okay,
we are set up at Colleen's.
To be fair.
To be fair.
There's no room for anything on the tray.
That is true. Her iced tea is on the ground.
Yeah.
But right when we started this podcast, my mom had an inhaler, a tissue, an Altoid, a tea, her glasses, her phone, a chicken, everything. A full meal.
I was in Santa Barbara where my allergies go crazy, so I had to have the inhaler.
Yeah.
It upset my tummy because I was very nervous, so the Altoids helped.
You're not so nervous anymore, are you?
No.
See?
No.
I know it'd calm you down.
But I brought things in the room.
What did you bring in the room?
My computer and our passport stuff and a pen.
Well, that's just because we're...
And our calendar.
That's just because we're doing our passports after this.
And I brought things.
My mom's and my passports expire next month.
Ugh.
So we're both renewing.
Yes.
All right. And then Cassie asked, at what percentage do you start worrying about your phone's battery?
Probably for me, 54%.
Wow, what a great number.
Yeah.
That was, I was about to say 40%, but you hit me with that 54.
54%.
You went precise. I'm gonna go 43.
There you go.
43.
No, I'd start sweating, going, where's the plug? Where's the plug?
Well, it depends. If I'm at Disneyland, I'm like, oh, I'm done for.
No.
But if I'm at home, I'm fine.
See, I stress out about it too much. So I have a portable thingy, my blobber.
I have a solar portable charger in my backpack.
I want a solar one. I want to get a solar. I've seen those online and I want one so bad.
I'll get you one because anywhere you can charge. Yeah. You don't run out unless it's nighttime.
Yeah. My portable one, you have to plug it in. You have to do all these things.
I mean, this one you can plug in. Mine is heavy, but it's solar and it's great for Disneyland because you can charge two phones at the same time.
Nice.
And it's like, you can charge all day.
Yeah,
and charge all day.
And I have a plug in the car. I have one in my purse. Yeah. I have one all over the house.
Oh, I have
just
plugs
because
everywhere.
I freak out that I'm going to miss a call for my kids.
Oh, I've been needing to do that for a while. Oh, you were going to burp.
I did a silent one.
You revved up for it. She did a full chest, straightened her back. All right, that's it for today, guys. That's
what
all we have.
A riveting podcast.
I think that was a weird, kind of a slow moving
one. Well, you know what?
It was the mics.
It was the mics. We were very
And I think.
And you handled it so well.
Thank you. I have learned to handle my emotions.
Applause for Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was stressing more than her, and I don't do anything.
Maybe that's why you're stressing. I think we figured it out. I think it's that microphone. So we're going to have to put a do not use on that microphone. I probably dropped it at one point.
Probably.
So. Hopefully we fix that.
Oh, where are you going, Rachel?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, we can talk about that Friday.
No, because I'll already have done it. No, this weekend. No. This weekend, I am going to New York to the Shorty Awards.
Because?
I am nominated for a Shorty Award.
Which category?
I think it's YouTube Comedian.
Amazing.
I
so
forgot
proud
which category. I have zero confidence that I will win, and I don't care. I genuinely do not care if I win or not. I'm just kind of excited. I'm making my friend Rachel Wintling from college go with me. She is currently in Toronto, so I was like, why don't I just fly you down real quick to New York? We'll just have two nights a girl's vacation in New York City, because she's never been in New York City, and we'll just, you know, pop into the Shorty Awards for funsies.
That's so awesome.
And I'm pretty excited about the whole thing.
Very excited for you.
That's happening this weekend. I'm stoked, man.
I'm stoked.
All right. Yeah, that is happening. So we are recording the next podcast on a Friday to post on the Monday. So it's going to be a short week.
That's okay.
Of info.
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully something really exciting happens and then we can just fill it with time. All right. I love you guys. Remember to check out modcloth.com. Use the promo code allthingsinternet. Mom, you want to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.